Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier. He is joined in the studio by the show's producer, Casey Capshaw.
Could you ever believe that the thing you despise the most is actually the doorway to your freedom? What does the path of a modern-day warrior look like? And what's the one thing that you can start doing today that would help you in every area of your life? This week, we're back with Renzai Zen Master, Junpo Dennis Kelly. Join us as we talk about the power of awareness and one big-ass chicken.
Because I'm not going to stick my head up my ass again. Right? I'm not going to bark out and cause myself more pain. So if anger arises, right, as soon as it starts, you know, it's like, literally, I've trained myself, Pavlov's dog, hit my button, you get laughter, right? You're not going to get violence. Now, if you're going to try to steal my money or sleep with my daughter or something like that, then you're going to get a really intense, clear presence, but it's still not going to be angry. I care a great deal, and I may have to tear your head off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it as cleanly and efficiently as possible. But it isn't that I'm angry. I'm sad. I don't want to hurt you, but you're not going to hurt her.
There's a purpose to this moment. There's a purpose of eliminating a threat or whatever. So it's not that you're detaching. Just like, oh, watch what's going on over there.
You got
There's
it.
A so clear intent.
A, There's a clear intent. I'm going to take a big statement here and say, to the new man, anger is inconceivable. Something else arises, interest, understanding, resolution. The new man goes, conditions arise, sense, feel, open, understand, and respond.
Jesus, man.
And that's what the new man, that's how the new man's mind functions, because he's no longer deluded and bought the shit story of his neurology or the shit story his parents taught him.
Now, is this a head fuck, though? I mean, or is this something that we actually learn in our bodies? Or is it like, oh, wait a second, now what did Junpo say I'm going to do? And I can imagine a guy kind of like thinking himself through this, but...
Initially, you have to think yourself through it, because we respond with our thoughts and our feelings. Our feeling, thought, reaction is our activity in the life, you know, but it takes some time.
And how much time are we talking? If I'm a guy out there listening, I'm like, wow, I could have a whole new relationship to my emotional life. This freedom that you're talking about.
2 hours.
2 hours.
No, you have to do it. In 2 hours, we can reframe. And this is what the Manda Zen dialogue process is. We do it individually as well as in group. So we'd sit down. You and I go over this. And you'd have to come to a new understanding and agreement about who you are. Okay, I'd say, okay, who are you, Trip?
Trip.
Okay, so you said I'm a name,
right?
Well, okay, well that's cute. Who are you, Trip?
Oh, and so we just go down
until you finally start telling the truth. And we got to get through your confusion philosophically, get through your confusion emotionally, and get you to the absolute purity of who you actually are at your deepest place.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say, okay, from that, then we say, now pick one place in your life where you're either confused and running and hiding with shame or acting out with violence and anger, and we're going to transform that state. And then you get that picture in your mind, and then you go see her, or you go see it. And you go, oh, I fucked it up again. Well, okay, well, go back again. How many times? 10,409. Pick a number. It's over. You now have the transformational bindu point in your life. So pick one that keeps screwing up with in a pattern of behavior, and that turns the lights on. That's where the new man arrives.
So it's through this place that we typically want to run away from.
Yeah.
The thing that we can't be with, and this process is going to walk us right through the front fucking door.
Yeah.
And that is actually the doorway into our freedom, as you call it.
Yeah. So your angst is your liberator. So now you're looking for what pisses you off. You're looking for what hurts you or confuses you, because it can't anymore.
Because there's wholeness within that.
Yes. And now your response then is very different. Your vulnerability is your greatest strength.
Yeah.
That's where the tenderness, that's where the real new man wants to live. Not, fuck you, I'm all armored up. And,
yeah,
you
know, that's bullshit. That's
confused. So it's a complete reformation.
But 2 hours?
2 hours is the reframe. Then what I would say is go do it. Then you're going to come back to me and say, Junpo, I can't do it. I'm saying, well, maybe you're going to have to practice. So let's start with an hour of meditation a day. An hour? Okay, take 2 hours then. All right? So you're going to need to spend time with yourself developing some personal integrity around the depth of your own consciousness.
This is not going to be a quick fix, but the Mondo Zen method is something that goes in quickly, sharply, and gives you a realization. But from that place, then practice.
And then from that place, after that realization, then you can make the decision whether or not you're willing to practice, or whether you're going to say, okay, I'll just stay a fuck up. And that's fine as well. If it's not your time, or karmically you can't do this, you don't have the integrity. Even like we have five training elements. The first is, we say, environmental. Are you in conscious, loving, deep new man relationship with where you spend your money? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is money you spending torturing animals, right?
I heard a story about you and a chicken.
Yeah, I'm also part of an international men's group, the Mankind Project. And Mankind Project is exquisite at getting you in touch with your deep suppressed feeling. So I brought meditation to the group. What happened is I showed up at their annual meeting and asked if I could do a presentation around environmental issues, and they said, certainly. So what I did is set up, there were 100 men, 120 men there, and we set up in the room. We just put down a tarp on the floor, and I had the men come and form wall, and the guys in the front rooms, we all have animal names. My animal name at that time was Ancient Bald Eagle.
Okay.
And,
appropriate.
So I said to all these guys, okay, you guys, get out front with bird names, right? And then I had a chest in the middle of the room. Then I brought in a chicken, a big Rhode Island Red, right? Beautiful chicken. She's walking.
Big, around. Like 3 feet. Like,
yeah,
big.
She was a huge chicken, but she was real friendly. Just this organic farmer's favorite chicken. And she was shitting all over the carp, walking around, buck, buck, buck. And the guys were picking her up and everything. So I said, all right, you guys, I want you know, big Thunderhawk, you put a guy's name. I said, pick her up and hold her, right? I said, okay, you two guys, go to the box, open the box, and take out the tools. Snips and a pliers and a little hammer. I said, uh-oh, what? I said, okay, now, go on up and to the chicken, cut off her beak, pound her with the hammer, rip feathers out of her, right? And they said, no way, fuck you, we're not doing that. So I said, well, how many of you guys had commercial eggs this morning?
Mm.
And I'm like, most of them hands up. And I said, you don't know that's what you're doing to this chicken, right?
Wow.
Don't you know what agribusiness does? You don't know about factory farming? Then I gave them literature on factory farming. Well, a lot of them pissed off. A lot of them broke their hearts home. A lot of them could see it. But this is it. This is in that way, what we do when we just blindly give our money, we're paying someone to torture.
Right. So this is that ecological integrity.
Yeah.
So you started with the ecological thing. But you, I imagine you've got other realms that you're talking about.
Well, I'm just saying that we spun that front because of all of the pain and everything that's out there. And then the philosophical. The first is environmental. Am I in integrity with my environment? Am I torturing creatures? Does it matter to me? And this is an issue.
What if it doesn't matter to me?
Well, then you and I need to have a chat. You know? And if you truly say that, that's okay. Then say, I'm not a new man. You know, this is just where I live. Fuck you. Okay. And I'll say, okay, buddy, you and I are not probably going to hang together, you know, because I want to hang with people who are awake and don't want to do that.
Right.
So, but I love you. It's just we probably don't share a lot. Yeah.
Okay. So environment, what else?
Environmental is one, and that goes across the board. If you're looking at what you're doing as a new man, you say, I'm not going to give my money there. But then what do? Suddenly this is work. Right? And the second is philosophically. How are you, Trip? Where do you live? Where do you live in the core of your being? And what do you care about?
Mm.
So philosophically, where do you stand? Mm-hmm. And the third is emotionally. Okay. Are you emotionally mature, right, and awake?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that anger is a violent mess, and that, you know, it's hiding feeling and the possibility of using that clarity and intensity to resolve things. It's, emotional transformation. And then conscious embodiment. I'm an Ashtanga yogi Qigong guy. Every day I'm doing my advanced yoga and Qigong practices as a dance form. I also dance tango.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So what are you doing in your body? Are you fully embodied? No, you don't have to do that. Like a buddy of mine's a gardener. He's moving trees and stuff. He says, that's how I do it. I'm staying fit. You know?
But there's an awareness about this. Right. There's not leaving anything behind, because there's been some traditions in the past where, I don't know, Ramana Maharshi wasn't the healthiest looking cat I'd ever seen a picture of, you know.
No, just like the word is integral. Do you know about the Integral Institute?
Yeah.
Wilbur Zirka.
Absolutely. Okay. So we've had him on the show.
Yeah. So this is Integral Zen, right? And it's what we're doing is embodying in an integral manner using a classical form, you know, the states and stages of development. And then finally we have genuine insight, which is a combination of them all. Mm-hmm. So if we have these practices together, we are, you know, we're the new man, we're the radical new man.
And so you're by asking those questions, we identify where we are.
Yes.
And we identify what is possible, what would be the higher version of ourselves to step into that. And there's a gap, right?
Yes.
We inevitably find a gap there between where we are and where we want to be. And this training or this process would close that gap.
Yes. And you have your own, it's up to you. We're all just saying, look at all of this. Does this all matter to you? And if it does, what are you doing about it? And then where do you want to commit yourself? Because we'll hold you in integrity.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. We'll return to the discussion in just a moment. The New Man Podcast is celebrating its first year, and we'd like to offer what we feel is the best of the new man. The Best of the New Man Volume 1 is a 6-CD set which features, well, the best of our programs in a high-quality, easy-to-use format. In these interviews, we discuss how to have difficult conversations with your woman, what do women really want from a man, how to be firm with someone without being an asshole, how to stay out of the friend zone, what kills sexual attraction in a relationship, how to handle blue balls, how to safely deal with your anger. And we'll also dive into the deeper questions like, why are you holding back in your life? Perhaps you know a guy who'd like the new man but isn't hip to podcasts, or maybe you just want the convenience of our best shows on CD for yourself. Support the new man and go to thenewmanpodcast.com to purchase the Best of the New Man Volume 1 CD set today. As an added bonus, we'll throw in a free 30-minute coaching session with me, Trip Lanier. Thanks for listening, and now we head back to the discussion.
So the new man is in this depth of caring. Mm-hmm. He cares, and all his relationships reflect the caring. And it's not that I tell you to do shit. I just say, will you look at your relationship from the depth of the purity of your own being, and then make the hard decisions? And if you can't, then discipline yourself. Meditation strengthens will. So it's the core. If anywhere in your life you're in a situation where you see and you understand that you want to make change and you can't, then you don't have the willingness, which is a combination of will or strength and action to do it. So we say we return then back to classical meditation. And we do 1-week trainings which I highly recommend for a person. Just take a week out of their life, come into silence for a week, get deconstruction, deconstructed, reformed, and really concentrated and back to your life.
Okay, and that's the Mondo Zen program you're talking about. Yeah. Where do we find more? MondoZen.com, is that?
Org.
Org, MondoZen.org.
MondoZen.org.
Okay. You have these...
retreats.
Retreats, how often?
Half a dozen times a year. It's all on the website, that MondoZen.org will link you to the Hollow Bones website.
All right, so if I've been listening today, and I'm intrigued by this, and it sounds... like a motherfucker of a path too. Like it's not just about, I'm going to go meditate for an hour a day, but I'm now going to take a look at all areas of my life. It sounds pretty radical. I might be intimidated by that. Or if I'm a listener, I'm like, fuck, I don't, you know, do I really want to take that on? There's an attraction. What's one thing a guy could do today? A little step, that baby step forward to start playing with this. What could he do? What's possible?
He could start practicing simple meditation practice, like get up in the morning, first thing, sit down, eyes open, deep, soft breathing, and look in as deep as he possibly can, and then follow the quality of the breath.
Breath, so just paying attention to the breath, just sitting there, eyes open, paying attention to the breath, and I like that there's a spirit of openness to it, just being open to whatever arises in that place.
Yeah, not fighting or resisting, but not going with. All right. This is why we use a... If the mind is distracted, then I start people with a no-no koan. No on the inhalation, breathing in to give a concentration point, K-N-O-W. Mm. Know yourself deeper than your views or your opinions, your feelings or your thoughts. Know yourself deeper than the content of your mind. Mm-hmm. And then on the exhalation, breathe that awareness into the mind and into the world. So on the inhalation, and on the exhalation, and you take no prisoners. Mm-hmm. Nothing distracts you. Nothing distracts you. Nothing is interesting enough to take you from the absolute purity of your essential being or self.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, and that's the relationship. And there's also a passionate relationship to the truth. The passionate relationship to the truth of who you are then unfolds as passion in your relationships or interactions.
It has such a warrior samurai quality. You bring that energy in here and makes me a better man just sitting here with you. I've been anticipating your arrival today and just feeling myself called forward into a better version of myself knowing you were coming here today, and I appreciate that. Now we'll go have a beer, but
yeah, ale.
An ale, right? Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, if you get that sense of new man within you, right, okay, build a fucking fire in it, right? Do not, don't wait, right? The ego is going to find 1,000 ways to trick you.
Like, oh, I got this, I got to take care of this first, I got to do this, and right, all of that kind of shit. But if we actually start to feel that real truth within us, the thing that doesn't change.
Yeah, feel the truth, feel the need to discover your own deepest truth, right? Because that's really what's driving you.
And I get like, this is really about finding that and putting that first. Don't let any of this other shit get in the way. And that's how we live our lives in accordance to our highest values and all these arenas that you talked about earlier, in the integral way, as you said.
Yeah. And then eventually you discover that all of that is the path or the way. Mm. And that this path of introspection and all of this is a necessary unfolding, a necessary awakening and transformation so that you can live completely.
How does happiness fit in with this?
Hey ho, the happy yogi.
Yeah?
Yeah, happiness is, I call it your birthright, your birth state. If you drop everything, and this is like in like I said, in the classical meditative tradition, yogic or Buddhist, you have concentration practice leading to one-pointedness, and that one-pointedness opening into consciousness. And when the openness into consciousness is experienced, it really delights the ego. So the smile You know, it's like there's no reason for the smile. It's unreasonable pleasure. The gift of life is unreasonably pleasurable. But from the deepest place, that includes the so-called bad. There isn't any bad. Mm. There's just conditions arriving. Like myself, just went through this 4 months of chemo radiation in the throat, lost 50 pounds. They almost killed me. Mm-hmm. They do. 12 days in the hospital. They had to decide whether to let me die or to treat me. They said, we can cure you.
Okay.
But there's going to be a price. Well, I could fight with that and resist it and everything. From this depth of mind, how extraordinary, how interesting, you know? I would prefer it otherwise, but from another point of view, it's just so extraordinarily interesting. Watching your mind dissolve, watching yourself become suicidal, you know? And because of the brain and burn and the post-traumatic stress caused by the 4 months of incredible treatment. You know, I went and saw a good psychologist, a friend of mine, and he said, "Classic, you got the classic conditions here. Be careful." Mm. You know, so it was like, you know, you're experiencing all of this pain and confusion from a depth of clarity and acceptance and openness and doing absolutely everything I could to alleviate it, but no longer fighting or struggling against it.
Right? Yeah, that's a real subtle point, because I think that there's an expectation that if I go down this spiritual path, that I can go through chemo and I won't have suffering. And I'm really glad to hear it still fucking sucks. I actually wanted to kill myself. It was awful. But I also was able to take another perspective and see it. See those reactions, see all that, and find it an interesting, beautiful ride. Even like I just saw that there was, wow, what is this? This is a deep curiosity in the midst of amazing suffering.
Yes, because my reference point is not egocentric. My reference point is cosmocentric. My reference point is there's a term, Turiya, that refers to a particular quality of absolute just pure witnessing. And pure witnessing, non-dual witnessing, is not good or bad, right? It is what is. And what is extraordinarily interesting and real. It's true.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, wow, look at that. Or wow, look at that.
Yeah,
right?
It's awful.
But that you don't lose.
Mm-hmm.
A very interesting point for me, I discovered that I was losing it and did lose it from time to time with the radiation and the chemo and the effect of that burn and damage. It actually destroyed brain tissue, which really shifted the quality, which took me into a deeper realization of the truth of the emptiness of that moment. So, but it's to be and live in that purity of mind, that purity of intention, quality and openness and fearlessness, right? And enjoyment.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning, another gift, another day.
Mm.
Right? So where do you abide?
It's our relationship to the shit that shows up in life. It's not that the shit goes away. The shit still shows up, but our relationship to it and our viewpoint is radically different.
And if you're truly awakened, it's not shit.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go back and go, oh shit. Well, that's true from a relative point of view, and that doesn't stop. It's still shit, but yet it's not shit. In Zen, we say before awakening, chopping wood and carrying water and shoveling shit. After awakening, chopping wood, carrying water and shoveling shit. But what a different universe.
Mm.
So that's what Mondo Zen and training can offer. To someone who is claiming to be the new man and going, but you know, there's more to it than just claiming the new man and being cool. It's like if you check in, this is one possible way of really enhancing and facilitating your growth and getting to where you want to be and alleviating the suffering in your own life and in the lives of others. And that's the absolute intention and commitment inside of the Zen vehicle, which is to live a life of wisdom and clarity and great compassion.
Mm. Yeah. And then happiness. This isn't a masochistic, dirge.
No.
If
you're not happy, or I say, if you've lost your sense of humor, you've lost your way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because that sounds like hell. If I can't laugh at this, if I can't look at it and see that sparkle of the one thing that just makes me crack up, and be like, wow, can you fucking look at that?
And when you as you continue to mature in your new man view, this happens. This every time you try to stick your head in your ass, you start laughing. Right? It's literally that way.
There I go again.
There I go again, and you can't go there. Uh-huh. Right? It's in. For example, I got a student whose mother, you know, he's a Jewish guy, and incredible guy, and she's got his button, you know, and she would just push his button, he's on his knees crying, you know, she'd beaten him for that way forever. She'd just shamed him. And in fact, so he was so messed up. So finally with training, so finally he got it that she was his gift. She was his bodhisattva. She was the one who was going to awaken him. Mm-hmm. Well, when she abuses him.
Hold on, just to go back, because that's through our angst and through our shit is the path. So he recognized, oh, wait, even that bitch is my path.
Well, but when she would do that, what happens is the reframe, it called to the new man, it called to consciousness, it called to the truth of who he is. You know, he knew who he was. He had had experience in meditation. And it was, so now when she pushes the button, he doesn't run. He starts to run the old tape, and he goes, "Hi, Mom." Right. God, you know, when you do that, it really, you know, it excites me now. And, you know, we ain't going there. Mm-hmm. And she tries something else. And he goes, "Not today, honey."
Yeah.
Right? So that's the new.
It's kind of like a martial arts, you know. Yep. He's just deflecting but staying true and not getting hijacked by this stuff.
No. And because that's simply dumb. And I hate dumb the worst.
Well, of course, it's just dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. Junpo, to find out more about you and the work that you're doing, mondozen.org, check it out. You have really raised the bar here for me today and what is possible for me.
Does that mean I'm going to see you at a retreat soon?
I think it might.
All right.
I think it might. You've intrigued me big time. So I'll go check out your puritanical weird ways. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah. And if you drink beer, see if you can make it organic beer. Okay?
We don't want to hurt the hops, right?
That's right.
We want to alleviate hop suffering.
We don't want to kill a lot of animals and insects while we're drinking great beer.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Support The New Man by purchasing The Best of The New Man Volume 1 CD set, available at thenewmanpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.